Rosh Hashem Aleichem, welcome back. So just in regards to Halacha Seder, Bez Hashem, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, the next day is Rosh Chodesh. So Chiddushes have to be set up also still, some of them. So Bez Hashem, we're going to start the Hilchos Tefillah, that'll be on Thursday. But today I'm just going to go through some of the Halachos of Masha Baruch Amar to Goshem, since it is Nagei Lamaisa. Okay, so first shaila, I guess the question is, what is the nusach hatfila? Is it Masha Baruch Amar to Goshem or to Geshem? And v'shteitzach, you know the two Roshitas. Pashas, many of the Bali Dikto come out to the earlier Siddurim come out to the correct nusach is Geshem. Interestingly enough, Ramosha in a tshuva comes out very clearly that he holds that the correct nusach is Goshem. So if you miss it, if your minig is to say Marad Goshem, you have what to be Samechan. But if not, I think the standard most places tell you should go with Geshem. If a person forgot to say Masha Baruch Marad Goshem, he mentioned it in the second bracha. If a person forgot to say Masha Baruch Marad Goshem, and he still takes a bracha, so look, as you mention anywhere in the bracha, you do not need to go back to Mechal Kachayim Bechesed. However, if a person realized before the last moment of the bracha, then he realizes it. So over there, at least before you say the bracha, you have to say because you need the me'ain of the chasima, some of the chasima. So a person realizes it, he would say Masha Baruch Amar Goshem, and then he would say the bracha again. The person started the bracha, even he said Baruch HaTorah, so you would say Masha Baruch Amar Goshem, Neman Tolach Yis Misim Baruch HaTorah. The person already said Baruch HaTorah Hashem, so what happens there? What happens at that point in time? So if you go straight with the Shulchan Aruch Shita is, you would say Mechaye HaMesim, Marisha Baruch Amar Goshem, Atah Kadosh. The Shulchan Aruch holds, even after you finish the bracha, as long as you have not started the next bracha, you do not need to, that's it's still called your Teicha Bracha, and you can be masked over there. So that's the Geah by Marisha Baruch Amar Goshem, it's the Geah by Yalav Yavah, it's the Geah by these, that's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shabur brings the Pesachim which disagree with this, and once you sign the bracha, you've lost the din of Teicha Bracha, you cannot say Marisha Baruch Amar Goshem at that point in time. So according to the Shabur says, because of this Machlokes Pesachim, he suggests that the best etzah is to say, if you already said Baruch to Hashem, is to say Lamdeni Chukecha. So Lamdeni Chukecha is a hafsik, mitzat Hilchos Tefillah, it's a hafsik, but Lamaisa, you didn't finish the bracha yet. So instead of being causing you, according to those places, to go back to, you'd have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. This way, you would say to your Teicha Bracha, and he holds that his achra is that is the correct thing to do. Ramosha actually passes not like that. Ramosha passes that's not the best answer because it's a hafzik. You shouldn't make a hafzik lechatchila, and he would hold you to say Mechaya Meisim, and be saying Machal Shulchan Aruch. Even the Mr. Brewer agrees that Halacha Lamaisa. If a person already said Baruch to Hashem Mechaya Meisim, he says that he would say Masha Baruch Amar Goshem and Samech on the Shulchan Aruch and not go back. If a person already started the person already said Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayeh Meisim Atah, then he goes back to his Chayesh L'Rosh HaTefillah. If a person is Mesupik, whether he said it or not, so if a person has a Nusach to say Merit at all in the summer, those people have that nusach. So if he didn't say Masha Baruch Amar Goshem, he said Merit at all, so that would be sufficient. He doesn't have to go back. If a person normally does not say Merit at all, so it means if you forgot Masha Baruch Amar Goshem, means he said nothing. So you're going to have this issue of that he forgot to say Masha Baruch Amar Goshem. So we have to assume he didn't say it. At what point in time can we assume that he did say it properly? So the Shulchan Aruch says that after 30 days he's becheskas that he was hizker geshem. So up to 30 days it's a suffix. After 30 days we have a chazaka that he said it properly. He doesn't have to go back. If a person which was originally real planned to say Masha Baruch Amar Goshem, he had in mind to say it. Excuse me. Had in mind to say it, and then later on, it was maflig. He had a suffix, so we assume he probably said it properly. Now, that's how Halacha says it. Now that leaves a lot of questions open. How much before do you have to have plans, And how much later on is called Zman Muflik that you realize you made a mistake? Does it mean after, let's say the person davens a long Shemoneh, how long is davens a long Shemoneh Esrei? By the time it gets to the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, is that called Zman Muflik? Zman Muflik means, and 2 hours later, what does Zman Muflik mean? So for Shteitzach, it's not a very clear, not very clear numbers. I think probably you're going to have to depend on the person to some extent. The Pesukim handle the following shaila: the person knows by himself that he can be, make a chazakah in less than 30 days. He hears himself davening and he feels that he's mamish murgle, he's already used to it after 15 days. So it's a mechloikas of the Pesukim. I said you can misamach in the situation that your chazakah over that the dinner laman yarim is bistam, but a person feels that he's murgle in less than 30 days. If he really feels like that, he can misamach on that if he has a suffix. Lehapich, if a person after 30 days, he has a chazakah, and he realizes he made a mistake again. So let's say he made a mistake 3 times in a row. So now you have a chazakah, he has a chesed gimel pamim, that he wasn't murgel based on lam and yom, because you see he's not 3 times in a row. So that the place can also handle that in the pasture. So that situation, a person would lose his chazakah of saying properly. Now the mechaber goes weiter. If not only does 30 days give you a chazakah, but 90 times. Even if it's in a very short period of, you know, short period of time, a person says it in 1 day, would also be enough to give a person a chazakah that he said it properly. The Mishabur brings from the Chassam Sofer that the Chassam Sofer maybe raises the question, maybe the proper amount of time you have to say it is 101. Because it's based on 30 days, 30 days by not saying Mishabur or saying Merit at all. If you do, since the first day of Pesach, there's a lot of Musafin, etc., plus Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, so it adds up to be 101 times. The Ma'aseh Mishabur holds that you can be Samech on the 90 times. The 30 days that a person gets a chazakah, even if he did not daven 90 tefillahs, I mean, let's say a person was not well, he was oinus, couldn't daven, 30 days gives a person a chazakah, even without davening. So the question always comes up, a person said he said wrong during those 30 days. Once or twice he said wrong. So the whole chazakah is 30 days of saying it right. He knows that he said it wrong a few times. He was chayzer and he said it as corrected the second time. But the ma'aseh, after 30 days it becomes murgled, even though the fact that you made a mistake a few times during those 30 days and you said it improperly, assuming that you corrected yourself, so you did correct yourself, and that you would get your chazakah after 30 days also. Okay. If a person has a nature that they get very nervous about these things, the issue being, you know, how long is Man Muflig and how much you had to be convinced. So that the Eitz of Toiv Kamash Malon, that the person should use the Eitz of 90 times to sit down. I think it's not just an Eitz of Toiv, but it's Betzim. You're creating Sabak Brachos Lamatola all over the place because of the person's tendency to be nervous. You're creating Sabak Brachos Lamatola, going back, not going back. So a person, I think, has responsibility not to get involved in the situation and be marking himself with 90 times, and this way you will not have to get involved in any of the issues. You can be said what you said properly and not have any sveikas and etc. I think that's a part of the person's responsibility to the covenant of tefillah and the issue of bracha l'batala to take care of that. Okay.